Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, holiday edition. A couple of clicks and are you through with all that Christmas shopping? I notice there are a lot of people still out there braving the elements, and truly you are braving the elements in some parts of this country, and fighting through the crowds. Apparently a lot of people like to wait till the very last minute to get all the crazy shopping done. I have one word for you, Amazon. In fact, I have two, Amazon Prime. Even cheaper, better, faster, a couple of clicks of the button. Yep, Jeff Bezos, you are brilliant. And the world is following along, and they have been for some time when it comes to Amazon. I wonder how many boxes in my neighborhood alone I've seen on porches where then somebody took them away, where you could clearly see that the box was marked Amazon. But will the some of these packages, these last-minute packages, be affected by travel? I know that a lot of you listening to us in Mississippi have to be thanking God that you dodged a bullet. Sadly, there was an unbelievably violent storm, tornadoes that smashed into the southeast. And the aftermath is just shocking to see. And I say shocking, but because I've covered tornadoes and because I've seen tornadoes off in a distance, and I think by now, if we haven't watched the tornado chasers, the weather chasers, any of those kind of people, then we probably haven't lived, because there has been lately, sadly, a rash of tornadoes in the last 10 years, seemingly we've never seen before. But this tornado system smashed down in a big chunk of Mississippi, killing at least four people, leaving tons of injuries, damage, power outages, a lot of it still being uncovered. Right now, sadly, two people died. They were inside their mobile home. It was just completely destroyed. They had no chance. And this was in Jones County. There were other homes that were, you know, brick and mortar kinds of homes that had major damage too as well. And then some injuries that have been reported as well. Hattiesburg, which is one of my favorite places, just west of Hattiesburg, there's a town called Summerall that a tornado hit a daycare off of Highway 42, and it smashed it pretty good. They say the children have all been accounted for, and there were no injuries, which, I mean, is a miracle in itself. The fact that it slammed into the daycare, that is lucky that there wasn't something worse there. But in some of the ERs, they were talking about 50 to, you know, 60 people that came in, and people had to be transferred and, you know, whatnot. And then with power being knocked out, there was one hospital anyway that was operating on generator power. I mean, of course they had that, thank goodness. They say there was about 6,300 households that didn't have power. That's what the governor's office was reporting anyway. But people just reported a giant funnel cloud that smashed down, and there were people that were trapped and injured, and you know, they're still trying to assess some of that. There was damages on Highway 13, and there were, you know, major damages because of trees down and power lines down, one to a very big church in the area. So the Mississippi governor, Phil Bryan, issued a state of emergency for Marion and Jones counties and also some other nooks and crannies, some other parts of the state that were affected by the weather. I mean, that many homes, Louisiana, also parts of Louisiana were heavily smashed into by that same storm. There was a town about 47 miles northeast of Baton Rouge, to give you an idea, that just was slammed by a funnel cloud. So they had power outages and, whatnot. And this weather system just hit Mississippi in a tailspin. And so they're also saying that, this system formed in the Gulf of Mexico and smashed that moisture north. So now we've got heavy rain, lots of wind, 30, 40 miles an hour in the southeast and on the Gulf Coast, the storms are in some cases coming with large hail, and they think even more isolated types of tornadoes. So then it's going up to the East Coast, and I-95, which is never a great place to drive. You know, I never really thought about this growing up 2 miles from I-95, and probably I've been on it, I can't tell you how many times. I never really realized what a dangerous road it was until I started to do this. And it seems like every time I pop up to talk about weather or some horrific accident or something that's happened or that's closed off, it's I-95. And you know how many people are going to be on the roads? The amount of people on the roads for the holidays because of cheaper gas, 98.6 million is the estimate by AAA. They say it could even be higher than that, going 50 miles or more. That's almost a 5% increase from last year, because I keep track of these kinds of stats. So with the gas prices, you know, that are averaging $2.25, or even way lower than that in some states, 20-some states, you can get gas under $2. So down at least 69 cents a gallon from last year, all the difference in the world as to whether people are traveling or not. Be careful if you're out there in the snow. When I lived in Albuquerque, I used to go from Albuquerque to Denver, and Denver is just, you know, snow everywhere. Montana, Jackson, Wyoming, there's a ton of flight delays. Some problems in Minneapolis. Of course, our mothership is there, and they've got some frightful weather in other parts of Minnesota, St. Louis, Omaha, Nebraska. And yeah, it's crazy, but I know somebody who's in Hawaii, and they said they were having problems with floods. So they're talking about flash floods for all of the islands all the way through Wednesday because of heavy, heavy rain there. And that's what happens just like any place else. You can get mudslides, you get roads blocked, power lines down, the same thing. Now, I say this whenever we have this weather, like we have these horrible tornadoes in Mississippi, or we have these flash floods, or we have the snow where the visibility is non-existent. But it's true now more than ever. I mean, be emergency prepared, whatever it is that you do. You know, that whole thing about a go bag, it's not a joke. You don't have to think that tomorrow the world's going to end. I think that all of us have to be prepared for the elements of all of a sudden, you know, you're on your own. It's like somebody I know that just was, they were just caught in a storm that flooded the bottom part of their house, and they were saying how they felt like, yeah, we have power sources, and we know what to do in the case of emergency. We got everything. But the one thing they didn't do is their documents were waterlogged. So the things that they needed, the everyday things that they needed, including even a copy of their insurance and what it covered, although they could get that, but it became a hassle, they didn't have any of that. It was just like a knock-knock good reminder for me. Get one of those, and this isn't a lecture, by the way, it's just I'm just thinking about it because of this terrible weather. You know, they have those dry bags. You can get dry bags pretty cheaply, too, in some places. And copy things and just put it in there and make it easy. I started doing that because of what I was seeing around me. I thought, yeah, I'm a little bit better prepared, but never enough when I keep hearing some things that are happening to other people. All right, happening to other people, you know, that North Korea and shutting down the interview and freedom of speech and artistic license. Guess what? The film is going to be released. I'm going to tell you all the details coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chilled into your bone. You.
All right, believe it or not, after all this scuttlebutt, and we kicked it around here on ATN over the interview, you know, the movie where Kim Jong-un is killed, and it's, you know, black comedy spoof, whatever you want to call it. Lo and behold, it is going to be released. In fact, not far from our satellite facility, one of the places that's agreeing to show it is called Alamo. Some of the independent chains are doing it. So despite all those crazy, ridiculous threats from the hackers, Sony is making this film available to a limited number of theaters starting on Christmas, and the phone lines are just exploding from what I heard from the theater not far from me. About 200 independently owned theaters agreed to show this film. I think that's awesome. It's the first step in making this happen, and it should have happened. I mean, it shouldn't be shut down. We're the United States of America, and we're going to let some hackers that we think are from North Korea threaten that they're going to go after people that go to the movie. Give me a break. They're counting the number of theaters, but whatever it is, 200 or 300, none of the big chains, AMC, Regal, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do the Christmas release, but the interview still could be coming out maybe at some of those bigger places in the next couple of weeks. But at least in the independent theaters, it's absolutely going to show up. I know near me, you can't even get a ticket, so it's already a wild sellout. Now there's an interest in it that maybe people who wouldn't go see it, who don't know who Seth Rogen is or who James Franco is or any of that, they're interested now. They want to see what this is all about. And the interview is about an assassination plot against the North Korean dictator. And it's, you know, that was believed that because of the movie, the cyber attack happened due to the upset over the movie. And Sony decided they were going to cancel it. Even the president said Sony made a mistake. You made a mistake. The president of the United States, you shouldn't have canceled the film. So Seth Rogen, one of the main actors in this, said that the people have spoken. Freedom has prevailed. Sony didn't give up. The interview is going to be shown at theaters. Willing to play it on Christmas. His tag team partner, his friend, his co-star, James Franco, said it's a victory. And the people and the president have spoken. So, woohoo! Score one for the good guys, because this is for the good guys. And I mentioned Alamo Draft House, which is in my neck of the woods, is in Texas, and bravo to them. They always go out on a limb anyway. It's a really cool place to see movies, and they put together a lot of avant-garde kinds of things. And so they jumped out there, no problem. In fact, the CEO, Tim League, said that this is the best Christmas gift anyone could give us, that we, you know, we, both distributors and exhibitors, have collectively stood firm for the right to freedom of expression 2 days till Christmas, and he said he's proud to be an American, and I would have to agree. Bravo. This should have been shown. Whether we like the film, just from that point of view, who cares? I mean, it's about the fact that you could have North Korea dictating to an American Motion Pictures Corporation the threats that they won't show a movie. I mean, come on, give me a break. Now, Congressman Brad Sherman, a Dem from California, told Sony he wants to hold a screening on Capitol Hill. We'll see if that happens or not. So, you know, they even did a poll on this and asked if they think Sony made the right decision by canceling the movie. 62% thought it was an overreaction. I'd have to agree. It was an overreaction. So, bravo. Score one for the good guys. I mean, North Korea is saying, we didn't do this, and if you don't back off, we'll do it again. The crazy nonsense that they're saying. And, you know, of course, turnabout is fair play. They were dark. Their internet, their so-called internet, was down for 9 hours. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. It's going to get released. It's going to do that whole Blu-ray thing and all of that. So we move from elation over this silly movie that probably would have done okay at the box office, but now I think if it's released wide, it's just, pardon the pun, but explodes, to this insane story that really happened. The guns that were being run through the Atlanta airport. If you haven't heard this story and right now you're kind of drifting off, wake up. Wake up. You want to stay awake anyway because we got a special nail to score in our second hour last segment. But here's the scoop. Delta Airlines, an employee, here's what happened. There was a ring, a gun smuggling ring, and it involved a current employee of Delta Air and a former one. They expose an unbelievable breach of security. You know, we're getting the pat down, the shakedown, the Macarena to go through airport security, right? Testing us every single time, or most of us anyway, when we go through. And now you've got this happening where they're, by the way, in Atlanta, if you're an employee, you're not even checked. Okay, so that's problem number one. You could be anyone. You pass whatever their screening is, and they're not screening you every day. I can't believe it, and they haven't done it. Since 2002, they haven't screened people, and they say people that work for them, because it's cost prohibitive. That would have been an easy way to have something disastrous happen. So two men working together, smuggling these guns and ammo, at least 20 flights from Atlanta to New York from May to December, but even further back than that, they say probably 5 years. About 153 guns were uncovered or recovered as part of this investigation. They had surveillance, and they were on to them. So the good news is Delta said, I can't believe it, and they cooperated, and they nailed the guys. And so this one employee, Eugene Harvey, who worked for Delta at the airport, he was, of course, arrested. What he did was he used his security clearance to help give guns to a passenger named Mark Henry after Henry cleared security. And Henry is a former employee. He bought the guns and brought them in his carry-on luggage on at least 5 flights from Atlanta to New York. And during that time, Henry supplied 129 handguns and 2 assault rifles to other people, co-conspirators, we'll call them, in New York. One of them ended up selling the weapons to an undercover New York police officer, and that's how some of this all unraveled. So you think of the fear of what's happening at the airport already, and can you imagine right under their noses this is what's going on? So as part of the TSA, they say, because now they got to do a little CYA, as part of the TSA and airport multi-layered security, the employees have to pass criminal history record, you know, checks, security threat assessment, security training, before they're approved for access to any secure areas. And they're also subjected to continuous vetting and random inspections. Well, they obviously aren't working, because it's amazing what they were able to get away with, the potential of this, and even how much bigger it could have been. So great that they're randomly doing this. Thank goodness they found it. And the problem is that they don't go through screening. So the employees don't go through screening. So the one guy knew it. He gave him the guns outside the airport, and that was it. Bada bing. He's in, and there's no problem whatsoever. I mean, how does a guy with more than a dozen guns on a flight and his carry-on, how does this happen? 18. In fact, he had 18 inside one of those Oakley bags when he went through the TSA screening. I mean, how were they not discovered the one time? I don't get it. But the baggage handlers, the other airport employees, they don't have to go through the concourse screening like the passengers do. There's a different, what they call, backdoor method for airport employees. And, of course, they could smuggle all kinds of things in. And this has been in existence since 2002. What a crazy loophole that is. I mean, more than a wake-up call. This is like being punched in the gut saying, you dummies, you idiots. Do you know what was happening right under your noses on these flights? I mean, you wouldn't believe what's happening. You wouldn't believe what's been carted from Atlanta to New York and then sold on the streets. I mean, they were fortunate they were able to get the guns that they tried to put on the street that time around anyway. But the amount of time that they went through, unreal. And everybody else, you know, people with kids and strollers that won't collapse and taking their sippy cups away from them, older people, come on, give me a break. Give me a break. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Coming up on America Tonight, as we take a look back at some of the interesting people we had conversations with at the tail end of this hour, Naomi Judd. Of course, the Judds are so famous. She sings with one daughter, Winona, and the other daughter, Ashley Judd, is an actress. But it wasn't, you know, there was a little kibitzing about the daughters, but her big passion is animals, and she was on the Hill to talk about that and raise awareness. So I'll let you hear what she had to say. I thought she was a pretty decent guest, actually. The Judd story is one of those interesting stories. Ever notice that sometimes the people that really scale the mountain are the people who are just down and out? I mean, where she was juggling everything to raise her two daughters, and they were, you know, they were poverty stricken. Really, she was juggling jobs and everything else. And boy, what a difference! There's something about being able to grind it out, to have some talent, and then be in the opportunity presents itself, and man, you kick that door open. And she's on that list. She's one of those people, certainly, that was able to do that and then pass that on to her two daughters, because you can see the successes that they've had. But the good thing about the Judds is, I don't know a ton about them, is one thing clearly you can see with them is that they give back, you know, trying to help different organizations that they care about. So not just with Naomi, it's animals, but also kids and other things that are happening in the United States, trying to expose some bad problems we're having and give a leg up, a hand up to people who really, really need it. All right, so I mentioned the whole thing with the Sony theaters now saying the independent theaters are going to actually carry the movie on Christmas Day. And it's so ironic, I mentioned this the other day, that the interview gets shut down. People are stunned by this, including Hollywood people, of course, because that's the whole idea, the freedom of expression, the arts, and we live in America, and whether you agree with whatever the movie is or not, the right to express it is the beauty of this country. Well, now when it gets shut down, it's like, well, you got to be kidding me. So a communist dictator who treats his people brutal gets the world stage to, and or the hackers from North Korea get to say, yeah, we're going to shut this picture down because that's how powerful we are. And in the end, Sony, for all the dumb things that happened there with the emails, the crazy emails that were all blown out and exposed by this huge cyber attack, really some embarrassing stuff was out there because of the gossipy things they said about the people who they employed on certain pictures and actors and salaries, all kinds of crazy things. But the funny thing about this movie, The Interview, is they didn't even really want to make it. They decide to make it. They make it. It becomes this huge story, biggest cyber attack. And now they'll, in the end, probably make a ton of money on it. I mean, just a ton. Who knows what the back end is for the two of the actors that I mentioned, James Franco and Seth Rogen. But I can only imagine it's something. And I think, without a doubt, people who had no desire. I mean, come on. How many of you listening to me? I know some of you guys out there. In fact, Grimm said it a couple of days ago. It makes you want to see it now. It makes you curious to perhaps go and see it because it was shut down and it wasn't going to be shown. So now there's much more interest in it. I mean, there's a good question. Will you go see The Interview? Or will you pay, even stream it for a couple of bucks? Guarantee the streaming will be high. You can always throw in your thoughts. I know you're out there, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Don't forget, second hour, tail end of the second hour, nail the score. We pick the game of the week. You call in, tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Woohoo! How exciting is that? I love games, right? Isn't that what the whole holiday season is for? You know, you play cards or you got some games going on when you're hanging out with your family, especially if you're in some of that bad weather in the Northeast or in the Southeast or, you know, even in the Midwest, too, as well. And sadly, those Mississippi tornadoes are just absolutely devastating. And our hearts certainly go out to those people who are dealing with that at this point. And state of emergency, not a surprise, in the great state of Mississippi. It's a hard thing to happen right before a very big holiday, but just a hard thing to happen in general. Who cares what day it is? It's, you know, that. It's just that awful. We've mostly focused, it seems, lately, as we kind of zig and zag in a few directions, on ISIS. You know, we have Ivan Eland on a couple of times a month, and I think he's so well connected when it comes to the Middle East. We have Jeff Atticott on, terrorism expert. And a lot of times our focus is ISIS or ISIL and their propaganda and the fact that they were around and how we have to keep tabs on them, but how seriously do we take them and what's really the truth behind the group. But now you have Al-Qaeda that's starting to percolate again. I don't know if they're getting jealous or they're the distant cousin or what it is, but they just released a new video. in the there was a new video that was released by them in the Arabian Peninsula confirming that that group was closely aligned in that plot to blow up a plane over Detroit 5 years ago, and that the American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki was among them. So the video was pumped out by Al-Qaeda, I mean, a media arm there, and it shows just a short clip of the underwear bomber, Abdullah Muttalib, together with the group's leader, and al-Awlaki, too, was there as well. So, you know, they're trying to confirm, because one of the cable stations released it, and they're trying to confirm the authenticity. It's always about that. Is the clip real? That's the first thing you have to look at. It's in slow motion, and it almost reminds me of the Zapruder film. You know how you want to see it, and you see it, and boom, it's over like that? It's quick 5 seconds. But if you look at it, it appears to be the real deal. It looks like it anyway. So they were meeting, and who knows what went on there and what the discussions were. But Abdullah Muttalib was a Nigerian student, and remember, he boarded that Northwest plane from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day back in 2009, and he had the blow-up device in his underpants, and that's what started the whole underwear bomber thing. And he couldn't detonate it when the plane started to descend. Otherwise, that plane would have blown up. If he knew what he was doing, if he was more skilled, let's say, then that would have been it for the plane. And they apparently recruited him. So now all these details are coming out, which I think is good. They apparently recruited him in the Yemeni capital and then brought him into the folds of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And that's how that all unfolded. And remember, there was a tiny trial, and it ended when he changed his plea to guilty, because it was disclosed that he had told the FBI he had been introduced to an Al-Qaeda operative named Abu Tariq, who became the principal handler. And Tariq might have been one of the one of these brothers that is notorious, Al-Dahab brothers. And so anyway, so it goes from there, and the fact that now this video is being released, I mean, they want the video released, because now it's like, okay, so are you competing? Are you releasing the video to say, ha-ha, here's what really happened, and we're mastering the Americans, and we almost pulled this off, or what's the purpose behind that? And of course, the underwear bomber got life in prison, and so open and shut, see you later with that. But now there's this video and some more links showing, I think once it's authenticated, showing the communications and the meetings and what was happening and where it was happening. And again, it was in the Arabian Peninsula, which is where the media arm, I guess, of Al-Qaeda is. Sounds so funny to say that, doesn't it? This, the propaganda arm is in the Arabian Peninsula. So now that's done, that's over with. But Al-Qaeda is, I don't know if they're necessarily playing catch-up, but they're waving their hands and saying, hey, don't forget about us. It's not just about ISIS or ISIL. I mean, we're here, too. We're still involved, and here's some of what could have happened, but didn't happen. Thank goodness it didn't happen, by the way. Protesters returned to the streets of New York. They weren't preoccupied with what's happening with Al-Qaeda or even the interview, I doubt it, with this Sony release in these independent theaters. They were, however, marching along Fifth Avenue, and they were chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, the racist cops have to go, and how do you spell racist? NYPD. They were carrying signs saying, jail, killer cops, stop the war on black America. The mayor, Bill de Blasio, asked for the demonstrations to stop until after the funerals for two police officers who were killed barbarically over the weekend in Brooklyn. But the organizers who pulled together Tuesday's protest said there wasn't a reason to give in to hysteria and call off the march. So they decided they were going to march anyway. It was peaceful. It went into the streets. It happened, you know, at around 2:30 in the afternoon, so there wasn't any problems, but it was a little disruptive to some of the shoppers this time around anyway. Naomi Judd, one of the interviews from 2014, next on America Tonight.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been looking for love all around the world. Baby, don't you know that this country girl's still free? Why not me? So you finally come down to your old hometown. Your Kentucky girl's been away. Why not me? Why not me?
Certainly know her, and boy, she was the grand dame of country music, still is. Think of the 20 million records, really, plus sold, all the Grammys, all the fun. Naomi Judd, such a superstar and such a wonderful lady, and an activist for some great causes. There she is in Washington, D.C., and so what's happening in the Capitol? There's a lot of legs there, the legs of dogs. Four therapy dogs are there for the American Humane Society because they're launching an important study on how assisted therapy dogs can help kids who are diagnosed with cancer. Naomi, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Well, of course. You know, we already know that a dog is man's best friend, but this new scientific study that we're doing is seeking to prove that a dog can be a child's best friend when a kid needs it most. So if you've got a kid with cancer, and there are 13,000 kids every year in America diagnosed with cancer, and at any time there are at least 40,000 kids battling cancer, if they have a dog, right now we're getting the hard scientific data, placebo-based double-blind clinical trials to prove the efficacy of having a dog with a kid that is battling cancer, how beneficial it is for that kid and indeed for the whole family.
Yeah, so wouldn't it be wonderful to see when you go into the hospitals that you would see those dogs there as companions? We know dogs are loving, but can you imagine the therapy that they could lend to all these kids who are going through such a rough thing? I'm sure you can visualize that.
When I worked as an RN, I worked primarily in ICU before the singing career. I knew, I saw some evidence of how dogs could, for instance, they can sniff out cancer. Dogs have such profoundly advanced olfactory sense. They can detect cancer. And also, I saw some dogs that could predict before their owners went into an epileptic seizure, before they had a grand mal seizure, so that they were able to pull the car over, get themselves into a safe situation before the seizure happened, and also for diabetics.
Wow. So you mentioned this, the fact that you were a nurse before your singing career started. And I know a lot of people must knock on your door and ask you for help. They know that you want to lend your name to good causes. Did you pick this because of liking kids, obviously, and having an affinity for that and having been a nurse? What made you decide to lend your help in this direction?
Well, I've been fascinated for a long time by the healing power of animals. Because we see it, you know, for instance, if you've got a kid, say, that has Asperger's or autism, a dog is going to be able to potentially draw that child out. And if you've got a kid that's going through cancer treatment that's depressed or maybe not being socialized, you give it a dog and wondrous things happen. So I've always known that dogs had healing powers, and now that the American Humane Association is doing all these studies, and we're very grateful to Zoetis and Pfizer for giving us the bucks. It's all driven by money, of course, but we're really making some progress in helping kids with cancer especially.
Yeah, with the dogs out there today in Capitol Hill, are a lot of people coming around and petting the dogs and whatnot?
Oh, of course.
Of course, who can resist? Do you have dogs? Do you have any dogs?
I have four right now, and they're all rescues. I just lost one. But when I was dealing with hepatitis C, and I was told I had 3 years to live back in the 90s, with my hepatitis C, my little banjo, my little mutt, slept on the pillow with me and was never out of my sight the whole time that I was battling hepatitis C. I can't imagine what it would have been like if I hadn't had Banjo with me.
Yeah, no kidding. I understand that. I've got a golden retriever named Mahalo. I would be remiss not to ask you this, because I know all the people listening to America Tonight will say, "Ooh, ask her how the family's doing. How's everybody in the family doing? How are the girls?"
Everybody's fine. Ashley is at home right now. She just got back from the Smoky Mountains, went to the Smokies to do some hiking with a whole bunch of friends, and Ashley has, every Sunday afternoon, we have a picnic at Ashley's house. She lives next door to us on a farm, and everybody lives for Sundays at Aunt Ashley's because she has the badminton net, she has all the games, everybody cooks, everybody chips in, and so I'm so happy that she's not involved in a movie project right now that I get her all to myself.
Good for you. Hey, last one. You have so many great songs. I can't be driving down the road and not hear one of your songs. Did you have a favorite song of all the songs that you sang?
You know, it depends on what my mood is and what's going on. Music is obviously the soundtrack for our lives, but if it was Friday evening, I wanted to hear Girls' Night Out, which is our ode to working girls. And if I wanted to hear a big ballad, I would want to hear Love Can Build a Bridge. If I wanted to hear something really sweet and sappy, I would want to hear Grandpa. So, and then I know people that are getting married right now are getting married to Love Is Alive. And some of our...
Great song. Yep,
some of
absolutely.
Those ballads.
Yep. Well, Naomi Judd, thanks so much for all you do and for lending your support to this really great cause. Let's hope. Let's get this study going, and let's get more kids connected to these animals and getting them feeling well and that therapy they can provide. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, how terrific to have Naomi Judd on the show, and you heard her there talking about her own situation when she had hepatitis C and the fact that, as she said, they only gave her, 3 years to live, and how her dog, Banjo, was there constantly. She's right about that deal with dogs and sniffing out cancer and problems. It's really interesting that we've seen more studies on that and how there have been some people that have actually been saved because of something that the dog has sensed with their olfactory, as she said, and they're sniffing it out, which I think is absolutely incredible. Another statistic that Naomi threw out there is the 13,000 children who are diagnosed with cancer every year, sometimes upwards of that, and the stories that you hear about with this animal-assisted therapy and what that can do to help them, to calm them, to sort of stabilize their moods, to put them on a happier course, I guess, when they're getting rough treatment for recovery. I mean, the stories that I've heard are absolutely amazing. And we know that therapy dogs have been used before in other situations where there's been some horrible thing that's happened. They've come in to kind of calm the nerves of not just children but adults. So I think it's great that the American Humane Society is trying to, they've gotten the money, as she said, they're getting the money to do this, to do these trials, so they have the clinical evidence, because that's the only way that they are really going to be able to launch this full force, so that doctors and hospitals and cancer treatment facilities, which we know there's a ton of them now, that they'll be able to have that clinical evidence to support that notion that so many of us have seen, that therapy using a companion dog, or for that matter, even a cat, you know, animal-assisted therapy in general, has a definite benefit to the patient, to the family, to the anyone connected to them, and, of course, even to the animal themselves. But once they can get that going and show the healing power of, I think, these dogs, especially on kids with cancer, what a terrific thing that'll be. And I'm so glad that's on the radar screen, because I've actually seen it. I've seen it not in cancer situations, but I've seen it when there's something tragic that's happened, how the dogs, and having a golden retriever, I've seen that, how the dogs soothe the nerves of the people that are on the site of something that's happened. We saw that in Connecticut at Sandy Hook. That's exactly what they did. They brought in a lot of those retrievers, and it was this great way to put people back into a different scenario and get out of their heads for a second. So you can imagine what that would do with cancer. They just need the scientific data to be able to prove it, so that this becomes a much easier thing to facilitate. So once again, we thank Naomi Judd for coming on at the Capitol, trying to push this very, very good cause.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.